Hey everyone, this is Todd Henry from the Accidental Creative Podcast. I have a new show. It's called The Daily Creative. It's available daily, Monday through Friday. Just a quick tip, idea, principle, something to get your day started right. So check it out at accidentalcreative.com/dailycreative or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About It section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Again, my name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of several books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the new book, Herding Tigers, which is about how to create an environment in which highly talented creative people can thrive, especially in a create-on-demand environment. Most of us exist in a create-on-demand environment. We have to go to work. We have to solve problems. We have to make it up as we go. And there are a lot of unique pressures that come with that. And so here on the show, we talk about you and your creative process and how you collaborate and how you take care of the value that you are accountable for bringing to the table every day. And in order to produce that value, you have to take care of yourself. This is something that we're often not very good at as creative professionals. You know, we have a lot of ambition. We have a lot of things we want to do. We have a lot of drive. We have big dreams for our work and for our organization, for our team. And sometimes we sacrifice ourselves on the altar of short-term productivity instead of preserving our long-term viability as a creative pro. And listen, we have to do that. I know that. We have to produce value. That's what we're being paid for. I get that. And at the same time, if you don't protect the fire, if you don't protect the very thing that you're bringing to the table, then over time, you're going to become increasingly efficient at doing decreasingly effective things. So on today's show, here in the US, we're getting ready to go into a holiday weekend. I know that's not true everywhere in the world, wherever you may be listening from, but here in the US, we have a holiday here in a couple of days, and it's going to be kind of a long holiday weekend. And so I want to talk about some weekend practices, some weekend rituals that you can use to refresh yourself and to get ready for the upcoming week. Instead of just crashing into your weekend, use your weekend more strategically. And we're going to talk about how to do that today. Hopefully you'll find it helpful. I'm also, by the way, giving this episode with one finger pointing in my own chest. I want to make sure that I am also using my weekend strategically and purposefully. So before we dive into that, I want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So in my book, Herding Tigers, I wrote about the five popular myths about creative people. There are several things that just kind of are perpetuated in the marketplace, and it drives me crazy. One myth is that creative people lack business acumen, that they really don't belong at the table when thinking strategically. This drives me crazy because the truth is that creative people are extremely business savvy. At least a lot of them are. It's just that we happen to solve problems differently. We think in a more circular way, in a more systemic way. We tend to see the pattern behind the pattern. And that's very important. It's critical to have that at the table. Well, nobody understands how creative people think better than FreshBooks. The proof is in the millions of creative professionals that have turned to FreshBooks Cloud Accounting to help them conquer their admin and their paperwork. And by the way, I happen to be one of those creative pros. I love FreshBooks. The first instance that I started using FreshBooks, I understood exactly why it's perfect for creative pros. The interface is visual, it's really intuitive, and it's ridiculously easy to use. Sending a professional branded invoice takes about 30 seconds. You can set yourself up to receive online payments with just two clicks. It's so easy. And the proposals feature means that you can incorporate your project details, the scope of work, and a timeline as a part of your project estimate, which means everything is in one place. Listen, if you're wasting time creating invoices in some other app and having to redo that every single time, you are spending your precious finite and attention doing things that you shouldn't be focused on doing. Let FreshBooks take care of all the dirty work so that you can get back to doing what it is you do. So to get a feel for using FreshBooks, they're offering an unrestricted 30-day free trial to all listeners of the Accidental Creative Podcast. No credit card required. That's incredibly rare, as you know. So all you need to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About This section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About This section. We are so thankful to FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Go check them out. All right, so many people go crashing into the weekend like a running back diving into the end zone. They have completely spent themselves during the work week, and the weekends are their time to completely disconnect, to disengage, and to engage in mindless activities like watching TV, playing video games, and working out. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Weekends are not only a great time to rest, however, but also to recreate, as in to recreate yourself. That's where the word comes from, recreation. And to regain your focus and enthusiasm for your life and for your work. So by instilling a few simple checkpoints or rituals into your weekend, you can spark your creative juices and ensure that you're clear-headed and focused heading into your next week. So I want to give you just a couple of very simple rituals. These are things you don't have to do these every weekend, right? You don't have to do them, you know, 3 weekends a month. If you just choose a weekend a month to do one of these, or if you make it a regular practice to at least examine whether you should do one of these things, you have to do a pulse check and see kind of how you're feeling and where you are and what you might need at that given moment instead of just mindlessly going into your weekend. It'll make a big difference in your creative life. So the first one is to take a stimulus dive. So one very useful weekend ritual is to immerse yourself in some kind of stimulating experience that you normally wouldn't have. So go to a museum or take a walk in a strange neighborhood. Go to a sporting event that you've never experienced before. Get lost in a park, not for too long, but yeah, get lost in the park. Do something to get out of your regular ruts and normal patterns of weekend behavior. So engaging in a foreign activity sparks new neural connections, and it forces you to experience the world in a new way, which not only feels gratifying and energizing in the moment, but it has side benefits to your creative process. Getting yourself outside of your rhythm, instead of just going, you know, to your apartment or your home and just sitting around and vegging and watching sports or, you know, doing something you would normally do, putting yourself in this unusual position has all kinds of benefits to your health, your mental health, and your creative process. In her book, The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron recommended a regular activity called the Artist's Date, which is time spent by yourself doing something that inspires you and fills your well. It is that time that is purely selfish and designed to help you stay inspired. So take some time to plan an excursion that will fill your well and spark your creative juices. All right, so the second ritual is to do a quick review of the past week. Now, some of you might be thinking, wait a minute, I just want to flush the past week out of my mind over the weekend. And I understand that, you know, especially if it's been a stressful week. But doing a review of what went well and what didn't go well can help you learn how to better approach upcoming weeks, right? How to better structure your time and your days and help you look for patterns of effectiveness and maybe ineffectiveness in your life and in your creativity. So when the week is over, it's easy to just wipe it from your mind. However, the weekend is a great time to review your week and consider what you'd like to be different moving forward. A simple framework to use for that weekly review is this. Number one, what was the high point of your week and why? So you're looking for the high. What was it and why? What went especially well and went, you know, well in a memorable way, right? What do you want to keep in mind moving forward? Number two, what was the low point of your week and why? Is there anything you can do differently to avoid it in the future? So maybe you had a conflict with your manager. Okay, how could I have avoided that conflict or handled it differently so that it wouldn't have been a drain on the rest of my week? Or, you know, maybe the low of your week was you underperformed on something and you want to know, okay, why did I underperform? Well, maybe it's because I didn't put enough effort into the beginning stages of the project. So I had to kind of rush to get to completion and I didn't have enough time to finish it in a way that's satisfactory. So what was the low point of your week and why, and what could be different in the future? And then finally, the third thing you can ask is, what's something I learned this week that I want to implement moving forward? You know, did you make a connection? Did you experience something that can help you in the future? So what was your learning this week is a third question you can ask. Now, I do this every day, by the way, but I also do it on the weekend. So every single day at the end of my day, I look at what was my high today, what was my low today, and what did I learn today? What do I want to do differently moving forward? And at the end of the week, I do the same thing for my entire week. And it's a great way of spotting patterns. If I have the same low a number of weeks in a row, I'm making the same mistake over and over, it means that I'm not changing, which is helpful to know. And it happens where I realize I did the exact same thing that I did last week. I didn't learn from my mistake. But the more you look to spot those patterns and you learn to identify those systemic things that you're doing, then the weekend, again, is a great time to do it because there's no pressure. Typically, you're not under a time crunch, so you have the space to think about it. It's a great way to spot those patterns and to make plans so that you won't experience those things again. All right, so the final ritual that I'm going to encourage you to engage in is to take 15 minutes on the weekend to sketch out the upcoming week. So for many people, Monday morning is a mad scramble to get out of bed, to get out the door, and to get up to speed. However, taking just a little bit of time in advance to consider your week can help you gain better traction right out of the gate. So I encourage you on Sunday evening, take 15 minutes to preview the upcoming week and to consider the best way to structure your week. In the Accidental Creative, I call these weekly checkpoints, and they're really valuable. So are there any conversations you need to have this week that maybe you haven't considered yet? When will you block off time to do your most important work? Are you going to be able to time block for those big projects that are stressing you out? Just knowing you're going to have time for those projects, even if you have unexpected meetings, unexpected interruptions, just knowing you have that time allocated makes a big difference psychologically. So, you know, when will you schedule time for personal growth, for exercise, for rest? If you don't plan these things in advance, then more urgent things are going to occupy that space that would have otherwise gone to those things. So you have to plan for them. And the best way to do that is in advance, to sit down on Sunday evening for just 15 minutes and look at all the things that are going to be expected of you this week and map out your week so you know when your most important stuff is going to get done. If you don't plan these things in advance, it's likely that the urgency of the week will squeeze them out of your life. Discretionary activities always fall prey to more urgent ones, and it's only over time that you realize how critical they actually are. If you don't engage in them, you won't notice for a week or two or a month or two, and then suddenly you realize that you're withering on the vine. And then you have to reboot, and then it takes time to get back up to speed. Yes, for many people, the weekend provides a well-deserved break from the daily grind, but it can also be a valuable tool to help you stay charged and to bring your best to life and work. So these three practices: engage in a stimulus dive, do something to get you out of your rut, right? Consistently push yourself out of your comfort zone and experience something that will inspire you. Do a quick review of the week. What was my high? What was my low? And what did I learn? And how am I going to apply it moving forward? And then finally, take out, you know, just 15 minutes on a Sunday night to sketch the upcoming week, to plan and account for what you're going to get done that week. And if you just do these things, by establishing these few rituals, you can recreate and you can stay out of the burnout rut. Often it's the small, little, seemingly insignificant things that we do, that we ritualize, that create the space for the big victories that we want to achieve in our life. So I encourage you to do this. Be diligent this week. Put something in your life on the weekend that will help you prepare for the following week, and you will definitely see the results in your creating and your collaboration. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. Also, check out the Daily Creative at accidentalcreative.com/daily-creative. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.